If we want to bring ourselves or other people closer to Hashem, we have to have a certain simplicity and humility, which we will learn from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, specifically from how Rashi understands the nature of what clothing the Kohen Gadol had to wear when he went into the Holy of Holies. So, B'tchilas Parshas Tzelt, in the beginning of our Parsha, Parshas Achri, V'osvert itself, where the Torah tells us, V'yom Hashem Moshe Dabal Aaron, Goymer Moshe tells Aaron, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, V'al Yovoy B'chol Eisel HaKodesh Goymer, that you as the Kohen Gadol may not enter the Holy of Holies whenever you please. And when you do Bezois Yovoy Aaron HaKodesh, there's a procedure that you have to follow. Then, Shteitim Pasuk, after that, the Pasuk says, K'son es bad Kodesh Yul Bosh Goymer, that he has to wear a shirt, tunic, which is made of holy linen. Rashi picks out those words and tells us, on his mefarish, he says, Magid, this means that the Pasuk is teaching us, that the Kohen Gadol does not do the service inside the Kodesh HaKadosh and wearing his full eight-garment uniform, which he would wear even on Yom Kippur when he was doing other avodas outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the reason is, because those other eight garments include gold. And the reason is the Fishen Kategor Nasa Sanegor, something that brings accusatory evidence against the Jewish people. Gold, which reminds us of the Egel Azov, cannot defend us on the day that we're looking for atonement. And therefore, Elabar Bo'ah, he serves in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with only four parts of the uniform, four clothes, which is Kekoyen Hedjet, like a regular Koyen, Ve'ekolon Shobutz, and all of those four garments are made out of linen. What's Rashi trying to tell us? The Pasha says the Pshat and Pirush Rashi, what would appear to be the simplest understanding of Rashi's messages, he's coming to answer, explain to us, that here the Torah gives us the instruction about the clothes that the Kohen Gadol has to wear, that it's these cotton garments, and they are holy garments, and he has to wear them during the service. It sounds like the Torah is giving us information that is new information. And that's surprising because we actually know this information already from before. All the way back in Parshas Tetzaveh, a whole book of the Torah ago, we were already given this information. We were told what the uniforms are and when they're worn. We were given the instruction to make uniforms for the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. And on also the fact that the Kohanim have to wear the appropriate uniform at the appropriate times when they are serving in the Beis Hamikdash, as the Torah says, when they come into the holy place, or when they serve at the Mizbeach, and they shouldn't carry the sin of being underdressed, which is actually a capital offense. So therefore the question, it would appear that Rashi has to answer, is what new information are we getting at this point in the Torah where we're told that Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, make sure that you wear the uniform when you serve in the Beis HaMikdash, or well, in the Mishkan in those days, on Yom Kippur? Surely we know this already. Is Rashi Mevor? So that's what Rashi comes to explain. As der pasuk kumta zogin, this pasuk adds further information. Magid, it's coming to teach us. Nit oisrechnen debig de kihuna undem tzivay as medav zionton vemegeta rein zuton di avayda bakkodesh. It's not telling us information we already know, that there are specific garments for the Kohanim, and in this case the Kohen Gadol, and that he has to wear those garments while on duty. Nor, rather, the Torah over here is being very specific, as a dafonton plays di begodim. It's narrowing it down and telling us that when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he only wears these simple white garments of the regular Kohen, or niti shmoine begodim, and not the full fancy uniform of the Kohen Gadol, which has eight components. Even though earlier in Parashat Tetzaveh we learned that that's what the Kohen Gadol typically wears when he's serving in the Mishkan or subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it would appear, right? Rashi's just telling us we're not getting the information we've already heard before. We're getting new information that on Yom Kippur, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's limited only to these four garments. Question is, we have to understand, that word magid does not seem to fit. Magid and Pirish Rashi, usually when Rashi uses that word magid, is Rashi zogt, usually the word magid is, this pasuk is telling us something that you wouldn't see obviously in the pasuk. So, no magid. the pasuk kumt zogen agivis ezach. You've got to kind of read between the lines in a sense and understand what the pasuk wants to convey to us. Noisef evdem vas ezach beferich. In addition to what it's telling us, obviously. Now, in this case, if Rashi's message is just to tell us that he wears four garments going into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, where's the surprise? That is stated clearly in the pasuk. It's donet fashtandik, so it doesn't make sense. The inyan azetuton norabo begodim nitshmeina begodim. The fact that the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadosh only wears four, not eight garments. Shtei beferich in the pasuk. That's clear in the pasuk. You don't need a magid for that. Magid. Oh, besides what's obvious in the pasuk, it's also teaching us something else. No, this is obvious in the pasuk. In addition to which, we have to understand the language that Rashi chooses. Ichdam fashtendem sim from Lashon Rashi. So at the end of his biur, Rashi uses words ele barbok kohen hedyot, that instead of wearing the eight garments, he wears four like a regular kohen v'kulon shabutz, and they're all made out of linen. Why do we need all that information? Now the first question is. The pasuk lists four garments. So what does Rashi have to tell us? It's four garments. Well, I could see that. I read the pasuk. I could tell. Number two, Beis Vos is a Moshe Mechadish Kikoyin Hedit. And what's the big surprise that Rashi is telling us? These four garments are like a regular coin. And based on shame from free and Pashas Tetzaveh, we already know back from Pashas Tetzaveh, as a Kohen Hedit, Trak Nohar Bo Begodim, that a regular Kohen wears four Begodim. So what's the surprise? If the Kohen Gadol is wearing four, we know that's like a Kohen Hedit. And even if for whatever reason you needed to point it out to us, the question is, why Gimel B'chol Eifen? What practical difference will it give us in our understanding or in the halachic application of this law to know that the Kohen Gadol wearing four garments is like a regular Kohen? And out of a kulin shabutz, why does it have to tell us that they're made out of linen? State befeish and pasuk by yedin fun zipugodim as a zolzain fun bad. The pasuk said garment by garment that each one is bad, which is linen. Vos is Rashi moisav a kulin shabutz. So what's Rashi adding to say? And they're all made out of linen. Well, that's what the pasuk said. So our first attempt is going to be to say that Rashi wants to avoid a misinterpretation of the pasuk that we might have had. Lecha'era voltem kikin linen as Rashi kum chelos angar and underpirish. Could be that you would imagine that Rashi wants to negate a misguided understanding of the pasuk. Lenin dictum pasuk kusinus bad kodesh gomer, learning the pasuk at face value. Volt when geken zogan, we might have understood the pasuk as follows. Heyoi, says meveishen from Parshas Tetzaveh, seeing as we already know from Parshas Tetzaveh, as Aaron Kohen Gadol Hashmeina Begodim, that Aaron as a Kohen Gadol, which is unique, has special clothes that he has to wear, and the purpose of those clothes is there to bring extra covered honor and beauty, glory to him. So if that's what makes the Kohen Gadol special, and that's what makes his Avodah special, it seems illogical that you remove those clothes to go into a special place on a special day. How does it follow logically then that once a year on Yom Kippur you go into the Holy of Holies, he's only going to wear four of his uniform clothes and not the four additional ones, removing or diminishing his honor and his glory? Doesn't it make sense to say the exact opposite? So you'd imagine, hang on a second, we expect that the Kohen Gadol going into such a holy place on such a holy day should be looking his finest. It's a damn ultimate gelernt, which would have then led us to misinterpret the pasuk. As the pasuk kumt nitzogen as a dafon to nor di fir begodim. Don't understand, you'd think, don't understand that the pasuk is saying only these four simple clothes that are listed in the pasuk are the ones that he wears. Or it says, poshut as a dafon to mikolsha came from agans yer al shmeina begodim, because logic dictates that if all year round he's supposed to wear the full regalia of the eight garments, then definitely on Yom Kippur. So, Unvisi is Master Frandom of Farshatera, which is actually the perspective that certain of the other commentators take. So, what's this pasuk coming to tell us? Not to say he wears four, not eight garments, but rather, Der pasuk kumtzog and dem shini shebiyam akipurim, but rather it's telling us something different about the material of these four simple garments. As the dalad begodim daf and zain damos biyam akipurim, and that the four garments that the Kohen Gadol had to wear as part of his uniform on Yom Kippur were different to the rest of the year. How so? Against your Zion and Dita begotten Vigizokt in Parshas Tetzaveh. Well, you go back to Parshas Tetzaveh and you hear how it is that they fashioned these four garments. Hakasonis Sheish, Umitznefes Sheish, Vavneid Gomer, Gven Sheish Moshzor. They were interwoven with six different threads and strands in order to make each thread of the garment. Mashenkin Dobi and Makipurim is, whereas here in Yom Kippur, it sounds like the Pasuk is highlighting something else. Ksoines, bad, singular. Michnesay, bad. Avnei, bad, goimer. Over mitznefes, bad, goimer. Nitsheish Moshzar nor Ein Chut. Maybe that's what the Torah wants us to know. Not how many garments he wears, because that's always going to be eight, but what kind of garments he wears. That the so-called white garments, which are the same as what the regular Kohen wears, in this case, are threaded differently, they're sewn differently from the regular garments. And that's why the Pasuk only speaks about these four, because it's telling us where the difference lies, not to tell us he's limited only to wearing these four garments. Says Rashi, that's how you might have misinterpreted the Pasuk. And that's what Rashi wants to negate. And how does he negate it? By telling us, it's coming to teach us that he wears four garments, and they're like a regular koyan, and they're all made out of linen. Need kent linen, as the pasuk is not referred to shinoi, not to misinterpret the pasuk as saying the nature of how these garments is made is what's different, but is not indeed dalad begodim, and that's only a distinction between the four regular white garments of the kohen hediot and of yom kippur, and not to imagine that the Torah wants us to exclude the other four. Rather, Rashi says, let's clarify. The message of the Torah is specifically to say that the Kohen Gadol does not wear his fancy gold clothes when he goes into the Kodesh HaKedoshim. The Apostle comes Sheilel Zayin Di Begodim Shum Meshamesh Bohem Bachutz. The Torah is specifically excluding the garments that he would wear on Yom Kippur while doing his other avodas outside of the Kodesh HaKedoshim. Ella be'arbok, Kohen Hedid, and emphasizing that inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's only wearing four garments and only like a Kohen Hedid. Sounds like an interesting or very applicable explanation, except it doesn't resolve the word Magid, as we'll see in a moment, and in fact, it even seems to highlight the opposite of what Rashi is saying. It's not an easy explanation to accept. Vile. First of all, that doesn't clarify why Rashi uses the word magid, which is to say you've got to read into the pasuk to understand what the pasuk's really telling you. Because ultimately, if you're taking this angle where you're negating the possibility of thinking that you wear all eight garments, and Rashi's just highlighting that the pasuk says you wear four garments, well, the pasuk did say that. All Rashi would then be doing is negating a misunderstanding of the pasuk. So you don't have to say the word magid for that. The word magid implies there's more to the pasuk than what it meets the eye. But besides that, is noisef of them, the sim from Pirush Rashi kikoyin headed with kulon shalbutz. The way Rashi wraps up his commentary by saying these four garments are like the regular coin and they are all made out of linen, is nitnar ibrik. Not only does that now emerge as unnecessary information, because all Rashi really wanted to do apparently was reject another misunderstanding. Well, then I don't have to know what the material is that these garments are made of. But beyond that, it's actually emphasizing the exact opposite of what we're trying to claim that Rashi is saying. The fact that Rashi is saying it's the four garments, all of linen, makes you pay attention to the four garments, but the pasuk rechent yeois, which are in fact mentioned in the pasuk, as kulan shalbutz, that they're all made out of linen heipach and alam pirush Rashi, as the chiddush from pasuk is blows in devasetrog nit the under a fir bigdays up. That's exactly the opposite, it would appear, to what Rashi wants to tell us. Rashi's message is four, not eight. So why then is Rashi emphasizing the nature of the four garments, which actually sounds a little bit more like the explanation we wanted to reject? So we're not yet clear on why Rashi is picking out of this pasuk and saying, Magid is going to tell us something we didn't necessarily know, and that is that the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur only wears four garments, which is like a Kohen, and it's made out of linen. So rather, what's bothering Rashi is the placement of this pasuk rather than the implication of this pasuk. Is the Birei Bozet explanation is this. Rashi here is addressing a question which immediately crops up in the pasuk, namely, why is this pasuk, which describes the clothing that the Kohen Gadol has to wear, placed at this part of the story? Logically, you would have expected it to be either you describe the uniform of the Kohen Gadol before you get into the details of what he would do on Yom Kippur. So before you get into any of the avodah, any of the korbanos, tell us what he's going to wear. In the Friedrich pasuk, which in our case would be one pasuk sooner, Oder nachdem die Pasuk rechnet, die alle Avodas, was sie hat gedaftan, or alternatively wait until you've listed all of the different services that the Kohen Gadol has to perform on Yom Kippur in the Mishkan, subsequently Beis HaMikdash, and then Zayin Degon Gatanin Debigodim, then tell us, and he has to wear this uniform when he did all of those Avodas. The fact that the pasuk placed, the Torah placed this pasuk straight after it said, this is what the Kohen Gadol needs in order to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'par ben boker lechatos. He has to bring a bull as his personal sin offering. V'ayil lo'ila. And he has to bring a ram as his personal oila offering. Vold member pashas gerent. Ah, so your mind is naturally going to say, hang on a second, you've just identified two unique korbanos that are only for the Kohen Gadol. And now you're telling me about his uniform. There must be a link. So your mind would say, logically, the juxtaposition of the two special korbanos that only the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur and the uniform, which is only for begadim, sounds like he has to reduce his uniform to the four garments only when he's performing those two korbanos. Zayindik de korbanos hamiyuchodim loy b'yom kippurim. And the logic will be because these are the special avodas that are unique to him personally as the Kohen Gadol in order to do what he has to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he's going to wear simple clothes at that time. Aber, that's what you'd think. Aber, von die psukim weiter ist klar, but when you learn further the next few psukim, you suddenly start to realize, as Allah, firstly you realize, oil lo soy, that unique oila offering that the Kohen Gadol has to bring, the aile oila, vergeton in andre begodim. The Torah says clearly that he wears his full 8-garment uniform in order to bring that carbon. Ve lo vash es big godov, the Torah tells us, he has to wear his uniform. But Rashi says his uniform is his regular 8-garment uniform from the rest of the year. So it's very clear in the Torah itself that for his personal aisle, le'oila, he has to wear his full 8 garments. Beis, as the Allah Avedis Beis Eilasei, it's also clear that whatever is discussed up until that point where he's told Velo Vashas Begodov to put on his uniform, so what other Avedis discussed? Dishnei Sirizim Lechatos, the two goats that have to be brought as a chatas offering, for Nadas Bnei Yisrael on behalf of the Yidden, and the Avodas HaKetoros, as well as the Keteris which he's going to bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Vernoiske Rechent, Nochun Zir Pasuk, thereafter our Pasuk, which says, Bezois Yavoi, that he's got to wear the 4 garments, and before Velavashas Begodah, before he puts on his uniform, so that implies, that implies that those are Avodas that he has to do when he's only wearing the 4 white garments. So out goes our theory that it's only when he's performing the specific korbanos that relate to him as a Kohen Gadol in his personal capacity that he has to wear the 4 begadim, because that's not what the Torah says. The Torah is very clear that for his ayla oila, he is wearing the gold. And for the sirizim and the keteris, which is not his personal things, he's wearing the white garments. So that's what's bothering Rashi. The placement of the pasuk does not seem to work with the logic of how you would expect to understand the pasuk. That's what Rashi has to explain. Magid, what you don't see clearly in the pasuk is that it is teaching us that it's if he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or as we'll see in a moment, if he's doing prep for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he cannot wear the 8 garments, because the 8 garments are reserved only for any avoda which is done outside of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Avabi as pashta kosev isacher mashmas is neged to debate the korbanos. Vos verin gezocht in Friedrichen Pasuk. Why is he using the word magid? Because the simplest first understanding you would have of the Pasuk is that it sounds like it's his korbanos that require those 4 white garments. Sai de chatos on sai de oilam. The chatos, which we're going to see, is with 4 garments. And even the oilam, which we're going to see, is with 8 garments. Is the person it does, so therefore Rashi has to say, don't misunderstand the pasuk. Now the pasuk comes on, as the Torah is not talking about which avoider he wears the uniform for, but rather where he is when doing that avoider that will determine which uniform he's wearing. And therefore his personal aisle, which he's bringing as an oiler, in spite of the fact that it's his personal korban, which makes you believe that the Torah is telling us he has to wear the 4 garments for his personal avodah, well, guess what? It's outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so therefore he wears the full 8 garments. Whereas, on the other hand, the halavaita dika avodah, what happens next, the hazois adam from the shnei sirizim, the fact that he has to sprinkle the blood of the 2 goats inside on the pareches, or towards the aron, on the keteres, and the keteres which has to bring inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim, is the chalts bifnim, that is all avodah which is done inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim, or the tzerich pnim, or certain steps of that avodah, is to prepare himself in order to do avodah inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim, or v'meila v'renzikiton in de'abo, begotten in Rashi's chidush is, that is the determiner of when he wears only four garments, when he's either in or preparing to enter the Kiddush HaKadoshim. Und das Kufa ist der Tam, was in den Abigodim steht auf Gedo, noch im Pasuk, Vezoisi of Aaron ala Kodesh Gomer, and that explains the placement of the Pasuk. When the Torah has told us this is how Aaron is going to enter the holy place, then it tells us, and this is what he's going to wear. Need for far ale karbonis. It certainly is not going to tell us that he wears the four begotten before he gets into all of the karbonis, because a number of those karbonis are going to be done also in the gold clothes, the full uniform. And it's better not them seen for the Gabbanas Miyachadim for Yom Kippurim. Nor is it going to tell us this information after it's given us all of the avoiders, because again, that could mislead us into thinking that it's a matter of which avoider he's doing that's going to determine what he wears, and that's not the case. It's a matter of where he's going to be. Midem zokte posuk. What the Torah is telling us is, as the levisha fun the fir begodim, that wearing only four garments is not mitzvah avodas hayom fun Yom Kippurim. It's not because today is Yom Kippur and it's a holy day, and therefore you've got to have simplicity in wear the four begodim. Now mitzvah bizois yovoy Aaron el hakodesh. The Torah tells us clearly, this is how Aaron goes into the holy place, otherwise known as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then it tells us with only four garments, framing it clearly that the four garments is only for avodas pnim. The chiddush from Yom Kippurim, the shimush bifnim, those unique things which are only ever performed on Yom Kippur and only ever performed inside the holy sanctum. The shimush bifnim kenitzan mitshmeni begadim shemashamish behem b'chutz. And therefore Rashi is telling us, the Torah wants us to know, that when the Kohen Gadol is working inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he cannot wear the uniform that he wears during the rest of the year or outside of the base, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in fact, Rashi is telling us the Torah is not distinguishing here between Yom Kippur and any other day on the calendar, but rather between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and any other place in the Beis HaMikdash. With that information, that also answers another question which Rashi doesn't even seem to address. Why does Rashi not address what seems to be a very obvious question? You're telling me that the reason he can't wear the gold when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in kategor nasa sanegor. Okay, surely that's something we should be wary of the whole of Yom Kippur. Because something which carries guilt or accusation against the Jewish people cannot be used in a process of atoning for us. On the far tod, the Kohen Gadol nifin shamish zambi big day zov, which is why the Kohen Gadol may not wear garments that include gold when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Obvious question is, v'kumtes as v'chutz al yem shamish zambi big day zov, how come in the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, on this holy special day of atonement, he can wear those garments? B'negei atzavi des Kohen Gadol v'chol yimei sashana, the rest of the year it's not a big question. Afilu v'netut an avodah v'sinyoni is kapara, even at a time when the Kohen Gadol is doing something that is to atone for himself or for the Jewish people, v'megei kent enfred will explain as en kategor nasa sanegor zokt menor in Yom Kippurim. The whole issue of avoiding anything that conjures up negative associations for the Jewish people, that's only something we worry about on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the whole theme and energy and essence of the day of Yom Kippur, as the name implies, is atonement. On the far, which would explain why this is a day to be particularly cautious, not to allow any accusatory energy into the room on that day. Fine. So the rest of the year we can get away with understanding why the Kohen Gadol can wear gold clothes even when he's doing kapara. But if this is the day of Yom Kippur and it's avoid of Yom Kippur, isn't it fashtani? It doesn't make sense. The ganza avoid of Yom Kippurim, everything that is done as part of the service of Yom Kippur, say avoid of bifnim, un avoid of bachutz, whether it is inside the Kodesh Kodashim or in the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, hot need get av zayim big days off. Surely we should avoid gold at all costs, not involved in any part of Yom Kippur. The Birbozeh ungedeit in dem, was der Pasuk is in his bad gamer, kump hemschach zum Pasuk bezeis yove Aaron gamer. So Rashi doesn't have to address this because he says it's already clear from the Pasuk where the Torah placed the lesson that the Kohen Gadol only wears four garments after bezeis yove Aaron, that it's telling us isn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That will clarify everything for us. Doch magdim sein gleich was cholas abedus Yom Kippurim di verte. When introducing us to this unique service of Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the words bezois yavai gomer bepar gomer. These are the elements and rituals that the Kohen Gadol has to employ in order to do his service. Lentons the pasuk, the Torah is telling us that the nekuda for Yom Kippurim is neat, the avoida sayoim. The Torah is at that point clarifying for us not only what Aaron has to do, but what the core and essence of Yom Kippur is. It's not about all of the rituals as much as no yovoi Aaron el hakodesh, the knisa el hakodesh hakadoshim. You want to capture the essence of Yom Kippur, you will capture it in the fact that the Kohen Gadol enters the kodesh hakadoshim. On does bring the kapora shi Yom Kippurim. It's the Kohen Gadol being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that facilitates the great and unique atonement of Yom Kippur. Nor, b'chdei diknis el Kodesh. So zayin v'yastav to zayin. Now, in order for the Kohen Gadol to be permitted and successful going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, dav to zayin bezois. The various steps that he has to go through, kabbonis that he has to bring, avoidus that he has to do, sai bifnim or sai b'chutz, some of them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, some of them out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'de'ai le'oila, for example, his own personal korban of the ram that he's bringing as an oila is a critical part of the service, but it's outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'medis fashtandik, as the bavornish for enkat eganasis and neger. Therefore, the big concern that we want to avoid of conjuring up negative associations on such a day is be'ikendem od from the kapora for Yom Kippurim. It's not something that is a problem on the day. It's something we don't want to have in the place that is the epicenter of atonement in the avoda bifnim, in the avoda that the Kohen Gadol is doing inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, Baldas Epirish Rashi is a chiddush from Pasuk Senes Bad Gomer in the Shlila. Now, what Rashi has shown us, and this is really important for the understanding of the rest of the Sicha, what Rashi has shown us is that the Pasuk over here is dafka excluding the other four garments which are unique to the Kohen Gadol when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As Bifrim Tormen Nit Mishamish Zayim Bigdei Zov, and Rashi's whole thesis is that the Kohen Gadol may not wear the Bigdei Zov when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he gives a reason why not. Valein Katega Nasis Anegor, because any accusatory energy does not belong in a place of defense. Is Nikratik, that doesn't necessarily sit so easily and smoothly. Why not? Because when we learn the psukim in Parashas Tetzaveh, when we go back to the original time, we're told about the big day Kohuna in Parashas Tetzaveh. Zetman dem goydel azehirus was davzayim balavishas habigodim. We see that the Torah makes it very clear that we have to be absolutely scrupulous that we're wearing, that the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol is wearing the right things. G'day de avodas al gitonverin and an eifam funu chavod ul usif ores, in order that the way we do our avoda in the Beis Hamikdash is in the most honorable and respectful way. Biz, that is so serious, as a meshamish mechusa begodim in misa, that if a person, a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, would serve in the Beis Hamikdash missing one of the parts of the uniform, they would deserve chas v'sholem. And vi kumtes, if that's such a serious part of the avoda, that you have to wear this uniform, and without it, there's the most dire consequences, logically, how does it then work? Asleep in kategor nasis and eger. And because we're afraid of some kind of a negative association with gold, that is reason enough to allow the Kohen Gadol not to be in his most honorable and beautiful uniform. And that's going to be a reason to tell him not to wear all the begodim that he's required by halacha to wear. We can add another thing to that. Had we learned that on Yom Kippur there is a special law about the uniform of the Kohanim, which is as a Kohen Gadol daf togen and under suga bigodim, that the Kohen Gadol has to wear a completely different uniform to the rest of the year, which is actually, if you think about it, what we do on Yom Kippur, we wear a kittel, which we don't wear the rest of the year. So if that had been the case, vel chiz miyuchad Yom Kippurim is nitasei kosher, wouldn't be such a big question. Because they would say simply, the whole year round, the law is the Kohen Gadol's uniform has 8 pieces. And the same Torah says that the Yom Kippur uniform for a Kohen Gadol is 4 garments, and that would be fine, but that's not Rashi's approach. Seeing as Rashi does not come from the perspective to say, the Torah is telling us that the Kohen Gadol has a unique Yom Kippur uniform. Since no far na'isa to trog and big days of Yom Kippurim, but rather Rashi's whole approach is that the Torah is telling us the Kohen Gadol has to exclude the other 4 golden elements of his uniform. Vetakasha, that's a big question. Soif, whichever way you look at it, Kumtais, that's the Kohen Gadol. The Torah is forcing the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to have a missing uniform. How does that work? That's why Rashi added words which initially we thought were just additional and unnecessary in his commentary. They're actually critical in his commentary. He's framing it for us as a Kohen Gadol Tratabo, that when on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol is only wearing four garments, that is like a regular Kohen. In other words, the fact that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim the Kohen Gadol is only wearing four of his garments, it doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol has eight elements to his uniform that he's supposed to wear, and now he's only wearing four of them, because that is Mechusar Begodim. Rather, in that role, he takes on the status of a regular Kohen, and a regular Kohen, his full uniform is only four elements. So the Kohen Gadol is not missing anything, he's wearing his full uniform in the role of a regular Kohen. Which will also explain why Rashi has to then reinforce the fact that all four garments are made out of linen. At that point, Rashi is not only highlighting for us that there's no negative association with gold because these garments are only made out of linen. This is Rashi reinforcing for us that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in the role and status of a regular Kohen. How do we know that? We'll use an example. Parashas Pekudei, which is another place that discusses the garments of the Kohanim, because Parashas Pekudei recaps all of the things that everybody did to contribute to the Mishkan. So there it tells us about the belt, the garatel, that the Kohen Gadol wore, as his gemach yivorin, that it was made of various materials, von sheish moshzor, or secheles, vargomon, v'sela ashoni, maseroikem. It's this whole weaving together of various colored, dyed, and different types of materials. In Parashat Tzavo, where shteita tzivot asiyas abegodim, let's just compare that for a moment to the original source of the instruction to have uniforms for the Kohen Gadol, for the Kohanim, which is in Parashas Tetzaveh. State not as davnet avzai ma'aseroikim. At that point, it only tells us that the garatel, the belt of the Kohen Gadol, has to be woven. As from velchen min odemin mevet gimach, but it doesn't tell us anything about which material or materials would be used. Mashenke ba'aseis abgadol mipekudei state as avnet sh'aron Kohen Gadol is given from the minimanal. It's only when we get to Parashas Pekudei that we get this additional insight that the Kohen Gadol's belt was actually a mixture of a whole bunch of materials. Komdois, as Avneta Shalaron is neat not from bad. So that implies that the belt of Aaron the Kohen Gadol is not only linen. And Vizak the Pasuk of Avnet Bat Yachgoros, how come here in Parashas Achrei Mois does it tell us he's wearing a linen belt? Is the fungi drungen as the begodim seine neat the big day Kohen Gadol, not does seinen the aboke Kohen head yet? That illustrates to us that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, unlike any other day on the calendar, is wearing four regular Kohen garments, and then, of course, the four additional Kohen Gadol garments which he wears at certain points. And Rashi Nemton, the traditional Mikra, and therefore Rashi taking the Pasuk at its face value, says, as Dosos the Pasuk Teltes of Nature shall iron in Parshas Pekudei, the fact that in Parshas Pekudei the Torah does distinguish between the belt of the Kohen Gadol from the belt of the regular Kohen, and the Mon Nititi Avnetim from Bonav, and not only does it distinguish, but it only in Parshas Pekudei describes the belt of the Kohen Gadol and does not describe the belt of the regular Kohanim. Choshdot and Gufa, the Mon to Pasuk under the Gimel, we got him from Aaron, which is really interesting, because that same part of the Torah does tell us about the other garments that the regular Kohanim wore, so it's strange that it just leaves out the belt. It's because the Torah wants us to know at that point that the belt of the Kohen Gadol is different to the regular belt of the regular Kohen. The regular Kohen's belt is just plain linen, which is what Rashi is emphasizing here about what the Kohen Gadol is wearing on Yom Kippur, whereas the special belt of the Kohen Gadol is made up of various materials. Now, with this information, we're going to see a fascinating halachic distinction between the way that Rashi interprets how this all works, the Kohen Gadol and his uniform on Yom Kippur, versus the Rambam. This is one of the amazing halachic insights that you find in Rashi. Rashi is mechulak mit Rambam in dem gedo from Big Day Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippurim. It emerges that Rashi has a different view to the Rambam on the nature of the clothes of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam zogt Big Day Kohen shloisha minim. The Rambam tells us there are three types of uniform for Kehanim. Big Day Kohen hedyet, the regular four garments of a regular Kohen. Or Big Day Zohav, the special full uniform of the Kohen Gadol. Or Big Day Lavan, and the unique white garments that the Kohen Gadol wore only on Yom Kippur. In other words, the Shittas Rambam, Zainet Big Day Lavan, Shem Kippurim, and Andem Min Begodim, in the Rambam's view, the white clothes that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur are their own class of clothing. Nitas is an Issa to Trogon Big Day Zobifnim. The Rambam's view is not that he may not wear gold when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and therefore is only left with four white garments. According to the Rambam, it's a whole new uniform in its own category of Big Day Kihuna. That's the Rambam's view. Rashi's medayik as b'fnim dafim b'shabbos zayin in abok kohen headed kanal baruchah. Rashi's view is completely different. He may not wear the gold clothes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore, when he's wearing four garments only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is like a regular kohen, not a unique Yom Kippur uniform. You're going to see that this then spills over into another area of difference between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam zogt as avodas hamichodes liyom ze be big day lavan. The Rambam defines that the white uniform of Yom Kippur, which he calls a unique uniform, is reserved for the unique avodas that are only on Yom Kippur. Big day lavan is adin and avodas hayom. In other words, the Rambam's approach is that it is part of the halacha of the day of Yom Kippur that there are certain times the Kohen Gadol has to wear white clothing. And that immediately raises the question we mentioned at the beginning of the sicha, which is the ayil le'oila, the special ayil that the Kohen Gadol brings on his own behalf, which is unique only to Yom Kippur. On eil ha'am, and the chattas that he brings, the ayil that he brings as an oil on behalf of the community, those are unique only to Yom Kippur. Those are procedures that only happen in Yom Kippur. And those are things that he does not have to wear only four white garments for. So how is the Rambam going to address that? We'll have to leave that for another conversation. But the point is that the Rambam is defining the nature of the uniform as built into the nature of the day and its rituals. Whereas Rashi says the pshat of the pasuk is much simpler. When you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you wear white clothing. When you're outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you put on the rest of the uniform. It has nothing to do with what you're doing, rather with where you're doing it. So it doesn't matter that today is Yom Kippur. It's if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not. Anything that's happening inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim or preparing for avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Dav Giton Verim Big Day Lavan, is what the Kohen Gadol has to wear only white clothes for. The reason is, as Rashi said, or as we've learned from Rashi, the linchpin that makes Yom Kippur work and that atones for the Jewish people is the Kohen Gadol being inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what counts the most. That's where he has to avoid Ein Kateganasa Sanegar. And the avoid is Hayom, Zayin Blezat Nayim Machshut to Zayin Knesse, and all the other details, Bezois Yavai Aaron, all the other rituals and karbonis, etc., that he had to do, are only to facilitate him getting into the Kodesh HaKadoshim effectively and achieving what he needs to achieve. So now these two points that we've shown, the distinction between the Rashi and the Rambam, actually are codependent. First of all, Rashi's view, which is wearing white clothes is the exclusion of the rest of the uniform. Whereas the Rambam says wearing white clothes is a positive contribution to the what he calls the special uniform of Yom Kippur. That's point one. Base, tzi big delovin is fabun mit avodas hayom adu mit knisa lifnim. And the other dispute, which is, according to the Rambam, wearing white clothing is associated with doing a ritual that belongs to Yom Kippur. According to Rashi, wearing white clothes has to do with doing a ritual which is inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zainin tolu sebozeh. The reasoning behind these two distinctions is linked. If you go with the Rambam's approach, that there is an imperative to wear a special white uniform on Yom Kippur, well, logic would be if the Torah is telling you that you have to wear a certain uniform on a certain day, must be because of the nature of the day and what you do on that day. Azai is a dim yuchav from Big Day Lovin, a pratin davod yom echeles from them talk, and the logic would be simple. Part of how to serve as a kohen is to wear special clothes. So therefore, if it's a special avodah, there's a unique uniform to go with it. Oy, baber, whereas if you go according to Rashi's perspective, the inyan from Bigel Love is that inyan shlidi, with the whole reason he's wearing four garments is to ensure that he's not wearing gold. So it's about exclusion. As Torah needs some big days of, you can't have gold. Then it wouldn't be logical to say the nature of the day is to exclude certain garments. But rather, it makes more sense to say there's a certain place that cannot, so to speak, tolerate having gold because gold is objectionable in that place. And that gives us a beautiful lesson from the Perishashot Men Arisai Roi Navidas Hashem, a beautiful instruction and lesson in our lives. Psasaid Vil Peil Zanifne Hashem Titoru. When a Jew wants to reach the point of what Yom Kippur represents, to be purified in front of Hashem, whether it's about myself, that I want to be in the good books or connected or have this pure relationship with Hashem, or whether it's I want to bring another Jew to that point. In practical terms, to bring myself or another person closer to the Eibishter, closer to Torah and Mitzvahs. The first thing we have to know is you want to come close to the Eibishter, you've got to get into the Kodesh HaKodashim. You've got to go into Pnim, into a more intimate setting. Which means that means a person has to dig deep. A person has to discover, uncover, reveal the depths of their own neshama. And that empowers us to bring ourselves purity and to bring others purity. So that's the key, to get to the depth of our neshama, not just to throw around things and superficially, you know, try and have some kind of growth. So how do we get to that point? How do we get in touch with the depths of our neshama? You've got to take off the gold clothes, you've got to take off the things that are, so to speak, our accolades and our greatness and our honor. As long as a person is conscious of their own self and their achievements and their talents, then a person is blocked from really connecting to the deeper meaning behind what the Eibishter wants from our world. But as soon as a person recognizes, I'm just a simple kohen, need to be big day zov, I don't have big fancy golden clothing, not a big day love on, I'm just wearing the ordinary white clothing, kulon shel boots, it's all made out of simple linen. That means that the person feels clearly and it radiates in his soul simplicity. That's what opens the gate to be able to go into the deeper sanctum. And that's what empowers us to be able to bring ourselves kapara, to be able to bring kapara to other people, purity to ourselves, bring other people to a state of purity, to the extent that, as the Kohen Gadol was able to achieve, it brings atonement to the individual, to his family, to the entire Jewish people, and obviously the ultimate atonement, ultimate purity with the coming of Mashiach now.